when you buy clothes, you look in your wardrobe, do you wonder where your clothes are made and under what conditions? I know for me that I find it easier just to buy something cheap, and then I get annoyed when it falls apart straight away and after one wash. But I also find it really hard to keep up with the fashion changes. One minute it's low-rider skinny jeans, now I'm wearing high-waisted. And how does this affect everything? Well, I spoke with Kirsten Lee yesterday from Fashion Revolution. She teaches ethical fashion at UTS and Sydney Uni. She's going to undress how our clothing affects our world, beginning with what ethical fashion is.
Ethical fashion is basically considering the impact of fashion industry on the planet, animals and society, communities, as well as garment workers. So it's taking account of all of those things. Sustainable fashion seems to focus more on the environmental impact, but ethical fashion aims to take in the social and animal rights impacts as well. As opposed to fast fashion, which is the fashion brand putting out seasons of new clothing and garment styles every week, every few weeks, every month, as opposed to the old system, which was slower, which, you know, we used to have, you know, 4 catwalk shows a year, summer, spring, autumn, winter. What's happened in the last few decades is it's sped up, and we're producing cheaper, cheaper clothes. We're actually using up more and more resources to do that, and getting them produced overseas in sweatshops where people are getting paid less, not treated well, and the cycle continues. Fast fashion, a lot of the clothes are made so quickly and made to be thrown away. That's the way they're designed. So they're going straight into landfill so that people can then pick up the next season, the next week. Then we're accumulating more and more waste, and including the chemicals that we use to make those clothes. So,
as a massive advocate and working in education for ethical fashion, what would you like to achieve?
My one personal opinion about this is creating awareness, because when we don't know that something is a problem, we can't change it. Humans are so creative. We come up with so many creative solutions every day to problems that come up in our lives. So with students, I like to first teach them about the issue so they're educated, they know what the problem is and they can identify it, covering all of the social, animal rights and environmental issues. But then they say that over 80% of garment impact environmentally and socially is determined in the design stage.
Yes.
So a huge responsibility is on the designer. And I think it is a great shame if we aren't educating our designers at least with the problems of the industry that they're about to work in, let alone with some of the skills to challenge them. But then on the other hand, the consumer needs to be willing to come from the other end and support designs that are ethical, that you're supporting the people who made it, you're creating a much better world and community that we all live in. And hopefully it's also quite sustainable, so you're helping the planet as well.
I'm looking down at the clothes I'm wearing, and apart from the tag, I don't know anything about them.
This is it. This is the thing. And it's constantly changing. And that's what we're advocating for at Fashion Revolution and me in my education. We want more transparency. We want, just like there is with food, we want, the location, the people, identifying the products and what it's being made with, the amount of water, the amount of chemicals, where it's been made, who made it, what their conditions were on the label.
What resources are there available?
There's the Good On You app, which is free. Mm-hmm. It's crowdfunded and is now, of course, available in Australia, but now also available all over America, hopefully available in other countries soon. And that's where you can look up major brands and see how they rate on different areas of, like I said, with animal rights, social, whether they're treating their workers well, and also environmentally. So they've been given a rating for each of the attributes.
Cool.
So you can look up many of the major brands there. It's not so much for small local labels, which is harder.
It's National Op Shop Week. Do you think pre-loved clothes are the way to go, or...?
In my opinion, it's the most ethical way to go because, like I said, there's, no one, technically no animals or humans have been harmed in the production because it's already been bought, it's already been provided and made. But once it's been discarded, the best thing we can do is keep it out of landfill.